I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This year, leading to Indonesia's presidential election means high stakes. Indonesia is the fourth most populous country in the world and the largest Muslim-majority nation. The election for President Joko Widodo's successor will take place in February of 2024. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
our leadership team is saying this is a decisive moment because now, during the campaign season, the rhetoric is showing that some politicians think the country should retain that constitutional principle of diversity operating in harmony. But others, more radical, more vocally, are calling for an entire Islamic state.
In a contentious election season, pray for FMI-supported Christian leaders to stay focused on the Great Commission.
Our plan is to present some powerful new ways and provide some tools that they can use to engage their neighbors in spiritual conversations and gospel presentations.
And E3 Partners has begun working in the city of Reynosa near the Texas-Mexico border. Their ministry? Caring for refugees and sharing the hope of Jesus with them. Claudia Adame talks about a church that was recently planted in the city of Reynosa.
It's like the Holy Spirit of God has descended on that camp, and it went from chaos and a lot of uncertainty. 400 or 500 people that were there were up to about 2,000. They are now not only helping one another, but people in the city of Reynosa are coming to them and saying, do you know anybody who can help me with this?
Adame says God often uses large movements of people to spread the good news of Jesus. Pray this will be true of the migrants in Reynosa and throughout the U.S. southern border. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.